Blog Talk Radio.
Look back over my life. I see your hand.
morning, great morning, great morning. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties this morning. Welcome to Faith Focused Fitness Blog Talk Radio. I'm super excited to be expanding my radio station. We're finally on demand, so you can find us on all different platforms like YouTube, Twitter. I'm still building that station on YouTube. You can find us on the entertainment directory. You can find us on speaker.com. I mean, we are all over the place now. So I'm super excited about that. If you're looking for advertisements, promotions, commercials, radio interviews, radio spins, maybe you're a life coach, maybe you're an author, you know, you want to talk about your book, you can contact me, Faith Lane, at faithfocusedfitness@gmail.com, or you could call me at 240-640-5492. What I like about this platform is you can always go back and listen to the episodes. And the other thing I like is that we're global. So we're actually, with me expanding on demand, we're actually being, we're live on 200 different countries. So I'm super excited about that and just expanding my business. So if you're interested in coming on my platform, again, you can reach me at faithfocusedfitness@gmail.com. So today we're going to be talking about understanding insurance and missed opportunities. So if you're a guest and you're, you know, just listening in, you can call in. The guest call-in number is 563-999-3741. So I just want to just kind of briefly just start over a little bit about, you know, why a lot of people don't understand why we live in paycheck to paycheck. And once somebody had sat down and educated me about it, I had an aha moment like, okay, everything that I'm doing is the same thing I taught from my parents and from my parents' parents and from their parents' parents. So, you know, we keep doing the same things for generation after generation. So, you know, I just want to, you know, share that the same information that was shared with me with you guys. And just tell me if you feel like you were doing that, you're doing the same exact things. But first, I want to just kind of mention that, you know, the Census Bureau, they did a study a couple of years ago. And the study was with 100 people between the ages of 25 and 65. And they asked those people how many people would have been debt free and financially independent, how many people doing what they're doing. How many people do they think would have been debt-free and financially independent by the time they turned 65, doing exactly what they're doing, possibly going to school, getting good grades, going to college, throwing your money in the bank, that same system most people are taught. And most people say about 40 or 50%. But the crazy thing is there's really only 5%. So only 5% of those people would have been debt-free and financially independent at age 65. So that meant that 95% of the people that we all know individually was failing financially. So I asked those people, why do you think those people are failing, that 95% is failing? And most of them agreed that it was because of financial education. So some of the things that we're going to talk about today, they don't teach us in high school and college. If your parents don't know, how are you going to know? So it's all about being taught and being in the right environment. So I said that makes sense, because if you think about the rich, wealthy people, you know, they have someone teaching them, educating them how their money work, but who's teaching the middle class worker families? So that was... So I thought that was so cool, you know, when they educated me about it, I was like, wow. Okay, so definitely I need to change my system, because the system is not working. But if you think about the system that you're working, who taught you about financial education? Most people are taught that as soon as you get some money, get that money and spend it. You don't need nobody to tell you how to spend your money, or they might tell you to put it in the bank. But if you think about a business owner investor, they're gonna and pour their money into their business or in investments to help build financial wealth for their family. Our way of building financial wealth is putting our money in the bank. Now, how many people do you think really winning with their money in the bank? I mean, it's just something to think about. I'm going to be quiet for a minute and let you just really think about it. Now, while you're thinking about it, grab a pen and paper, because some of the things we're going to talk about today, I want you to jot down some notes. But a lot of times we put our money in the bank. They have this thing called the Rule of 72, or maybe it might be called the Banker's Rule. You might know it as the Banker's Rule. But basically, this is a rule that Albert Einstein made up. And it basically says if you take the number 72 and then you divide it into your interest rate, it tells you how many years it takes your money to double. So basically, if you put your money in the bank at a one, you know, put your money in the bank, most banks are only going to give us about a 0.01% that's in the bank. But if you divide that 72 into that 0.01%, basically, it takes about 240 years for your money to double. So if you put $1 in the bank, it would not be $2 for almost 240 years. So if you think about it, this is one of the reasons why our money is not growing in the bank. So if you remember back in the days, I know when I was younger, I remember people used to put their money under the mattress, in their bra, dig a hole in the yard. But how is that even working for us? And they used to say, oh, the banks is robbing us. This is the reason why, because of that rule of 72. You can make the rule of 72 either work for you, or you can make it work against you. And when I say work against you, I mean to just put your money in the lowest interest rate as possible. And so it's all about learning where you put your money at. So then a lot of people say, you know what, I put my money in the credit union. Okay, well, let's talk about the credit union. Yeah, the credit union might give you a little bit more. They might give you 1%, but if you divide that 72 into that 1%, the rule of 72, divide that, whatever your interest rate, into that rule of 72, it tells you how many years. So if you put, if you divide 1 into 72, that's still 72 years, but how many 72 years do you have if you put $1 in the bank? So it's all about learning how to put your money in other places so you can get a higher interest rate. So, you know, sometimes I get people say, well, I'll save it at my job. Okay, first of all, let's think about this. Your job is a temporary thing, because a lot of people think it's permanent, because it's not guaranteed that you're going to have that job, because you could get laid off, fired, or quit, right? But let's even talk about that. Excuse me. Even if you put your even if you left your money at your job, okay? And I really want you to just really sit back and think about what I'm getting ready to mention. Most people, if you put your money in at your job, it's at a 3 or 6% interest rate, okay? If you put it in at a 3% interest rate, your money is doubling every 24 years. So say, for instance, if you had $2,000, and most people work about 48 years at their job, right? So if you had $2,000 and you put it in at a 3% interest rate, you're only going to have $8,000 left when you go to retire. That ain't enough to retire with. But then if you did it at a 6%, it doubles every 12 years, that same $2,000, after those same 48 years, it would be $32,000. That's still not enough money to retire with. So, well, you know, some of the things we could teach you is to do what the banks do to us. So what happens is when you put your money in the bank, and say, for instance, you had $2,000 and you put it in the bank, the bank take your money, they invest it in a 12% interest rate, right? So that same $2,000 in that same 48 years is going to be $512,000. But guess what? The bank gave you what you, when you signed up for the bank, they gave you what you signed on that little dotted line, that 0.01%. So, which means your money's not going to even double, even if you had put it in the bank in that same amount of time. So, when you think about it, first of all, how do you feel just knowing that the bank take your money and they invest it in a 12% interest rate? When I heard about it, I'm not going to lie, I cried. I was mad. I was ready to fight. Because I was like, how can they do that to us? How can they do that to us? But we allow them to do it. And then we thinking that our money's in a safe place. Right? But, I mean, it is in a safe place. But at the same time, who's making the money? I mean, if you think about it, the biggest builders in any downtown that you go to is the banks, any of the financial companies, which means they know something that we don't know. Does that make sense? So it's all about being educated and learning to put your money somewhere so it can work harder for you and not you work so hard for your money. So I'm just super excited because, you know, I have the platform. You know, and even if I don't have the license to help you do what you need done, I know people that can help you. So it's all about, it's not about what you know, it's who you know sometimes. You know what I mean? So that's what I love about what I do. That's what I love about what I do, because I can help people at any level with learning how to make your money work for you. So when they sat down and talked to me, I was like, you know what? When they asked me, you know, when do I plan on retiring? And I was looking like, okay, retire. I'm going to be retiring at age 65. Well, how much money do you have set aside? And I was like, huh? Well, I got money at my job. Okay, let's look at what you got at your job. And remember, we talked about that 3 or 6% interest rate, right? But this is the crazy thing. If you think about it, nowadays you start to see more and more older people working, meaning working past 65. And guess why that is? Because they only save their money in the banks, the credit unions, and at their job. And so a lot of people say, oh yeah, my parents, they retired. But, yeah, some of them, if you think about it, even if they retired, they still struggling money-wise. Because maybe they're only getting, you know, maybe they're only getting $500 or $600 from Social Security along with their retirement. And it might not be enough. So if you think about it, right now, and I know this because I've been working in this industry for a minute now, if you're 20 years old today, you're going to need at least $2.5 million because of inflation. And that means put aside in investments or savings, right? And a lot of people say, how is that possible? If you think about it, we make over $1 million in our lifetime working at these jobs, but we still don't know where the money went. And that's because we didn't put it somewhere so it can be working for us while we're working. So it's possible to have that. But again, it's about learning where to put your money at so it can start working harder for you. They say a 30-year-old today need at least $2 million, and a 40-year-old need at least $1.2 million by the time they retire. When they told me that, I almost lost it because I knew the money I was saving at my job still was not going to be enough for me to retire. So it's all about, again, learning where to put your money to make it work harder for you. Now, I know a lot of people right now, they're saving their money through apps, okay? They saving their money through these apps, and the apps are using your change to put in investments. Now, think about this. I really want you to think about this. If I just mentioned that if you put a dollar in the bank and it's going to take a long time for it to double, what you think change is going to do? I mean, just think about it. What do you think change is going to do? So it's just about allowing somebody to, you know, to help you and educate you. You got to be open-minded. You have to be open-minded. Because if you're not open-minded, I mean, what's going to happen to you, you know, when you go to retire? And the other thing is, wouldn't you want to at least let a person educate you and go through the process than letting an app educate you? Only reason why we do that because we let fear get in the way of learning the way. I mean, we got in front of the teacher. We let the teacher teach us. So why you can't let an investor or a financial educator educate you? I mean, at least on a basics. Sorry about that. So, yeah, that's just some of the things. So we're going to come back. I'm going to take a quick break right quick, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about some more of this because I just think it's so very important to, you know, to get the education out there, help as many people as I can. And again, I know some other people that can help you in all your areas. And I know people in all 50 states that could possibly help you. But it's all about being open-minded so someone can help you out. How about that? I'm going to play. Now, I haven't played this song in a long time. I love this song. It's an old house song, club music, Baltimore club music. And it's called Follow Me. I want to put a little upbeat to it today. I love that song, Follow Me. That's the Baltimore Club music mix. Oh, my God. Whew. We used to be at the club jamming off that song. I love it. Yeah, so I just want to play a little bit upbeat music today. So we're talking about understanding insurance and missed opportunities. The guest calling number is 563-999-3741. And the guest lines are open. So if you have any questions, you can ask me whatever questions you want. So we were just talking about missed opportunities and learning how to make your money work harder for you than you working hard for your money by using the rule of 72. So if you want to look that up, actually I'm going to attach a link to this episode afterwards about the rule of 72. It's about a little black girl. She was explaining the rule of 72. And I said to myself, if this little girl can learn this about the rule of 72, so can you. I love sharing that, her little commercials. I think it's pretty precious and cute. So the next missed opportunity we're going to talk about is people. There's so many people I know out here suffering financially, and they turn down opportunities to earn extra income. Now, the opportunity that I was approached with, that I'm going to approach you with, if you're open to that, and this is only for the people that's in the United States, okay? Only the people that's in the United States. Talked to about what was I doing as far as how I worked, and I was working at a job, and I was actually an auditor. And I was driving about 200 miles a day, 150 to 200 miles a day, going from store to store doing audits. Now, they asked me how much do I make about every week or every 2 weeks. And at that time, I think I was making about $400 a week. Okay, a lot of people think that's something, some people don't. Me, I'm like, I'm too old for the, $400 a week. I'm just saying. But it was something. It was just a part-time job. I was able to make my own schedule, and that's what I liked about it. So the lady was like, let me show you how you can make some more money on the side, and it'll be more than what you work at part-time. And I was like, okay. So, it's basically working in financial education. And she was like, what we do is you learn, teach, and earn with us. And I said, okay, that sounded interesting. She said, and guess what? I was like, what? She said, and you can keep your job. I was like, okay. Because that's the one thing I tell people. I don't want you to quit your job. This extra money. So I want you to make this extra money, but I want you to keep your job, okay? So basically it's about educating, about first getting educated and then educating some other people, but they was holding my hand through the process. And so while I learned, well, first I had to go get licensed, okay? And what I like about it, especially with this company that I'm with now, and it's a winter special sale, and it's only good to February 14th, good to February 14th, okay? And this license, once you get this license, you can get licensed in all 50 states, and you don't have to take the test. You just need to get that one license to get licensed in all 50 states, and it's $35 for the class. You can't beat that with a baseball bat. How about that? Normally, this class is $319, but they had, with our company, they give us a discount for $59. But then when they broke it down to the winter sale, I was like, okay, let me just try to introduce this to people if they, looking for some extra income. So again, you keep your job, and this is part-time work. So when they sat down and showed me how we get paid, okay, we have this one particular financial plan, right? Say, for instance, if the family, we started at 70%. So say, for instance, if the family wanted a financial plan that was $84 a month, okay? They pay you for the year up front. And not from the company we work for, but from the individual companies, that carriers that we partnership with. And some of the companies that we partnership is like Gerber, Mutual Omaha, Forrester, CFG, different companies like that. But anyway, depending on what company it is, it started at a 70% contract, right? So if it was a policy that was $84 a month, okay, They pay us for the year up front. 84 times 12 equals about $1,000. So if the contract started at 70%, 70% of that $1,000 is $700. Okay? Now, if you think about it, tell me, think about how long it takes you to make $700 at your job right now. So with us, if you did a financial game plan for somebody for $84 a month, and that times 12, which is a year, which is $700, it usually take about 20 or 30 minutes to explain to them what we do, and another 20 or 30 minutes to fill out that life to fill out that application for them. And within that 1 hour, you get paid $700. Now, once they approve the application, you get paid the next day. So if they approved it before 2 o'clock, you're going to have the money in your account by 12. You heard what I said, right? It only took 1 hour to educate them, fill out the application. Once they approve it, you get paid the next day. Now, imagine if you did one of those a week. If you just did one a week, 700 times 4 is $2,800. Now, tell me, would that make a big difference in your household with your income? Now, if you want to make more than that, you can make more than that, because what I like about it is you control your own income. You control your own time. You make your own schedules. But I'm just saying that, because most people work in these 40 to 60 hours and they still ain't making $700. And I mean, when I said I was working that daggone job, driving from here to there in Timbuktu, I was not even making $700. It would have took me 2 weeks to make it. So this is the type of income I'm talking about. And it's unlimited income. Unlimited. Is there something to think about? Just something to think about. So anyway, you know, I get a lot of people say, oh, I'm good. And I'm like, how are you good? Because I know you don't make $700 in 1 hour. But, I mean, you're sitting there working 40 to 60 hours. I'm not knocking nobody, because I did it for 30 years. So I'm not knocking anyone. I just didn't know better. But if I can find time to sit down and look at Empire and Love and Hip Hop and all the other stuff they got going on TV, I could be using that 1 hour to make me some money. I mean, it's just, I'm just saying, to me, it made common sense. I was like, you know what? What do I need to do? Sign me up. Yep, I promise you, I told her, I said to the lady, do you got to have a degree to do this? And she was like, a degree? No, you just need a license. I said, well, how you do that? She was like, go to this class. And at that time, I was living in North Carolina. She said, the class is a 20-hour class. And she said, you could get it done on the whole weekend. I was like, what? I did that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Within 5 days, I went to go take my state test. And this is a state license. And some of my other licenses, they got state and federal licenses. So so you can get, you can get this license pretty fast. Or if you go online and study it, we can show you how to do that too. You can go online and get it done. But I thought it was pretty cool. So I got it done in 3 days and took that class and went took my test. So that's how easy it is. It's just all about being, you know, taking that leap of faith and trying. If you don't try, you ain't going to know. But anyway, what I like about what we do, we have this thing called mortgage protection or income protection, because some people don't own a house. But we have income protection. We have mortgage protection. They both work around the same way. You can use it whether you live or you can use it whether you die. So a lot of people say, how is that possible? Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the different kinds of insurance that they have out here, okay? And then we're going to talk about, you know, how they work. So it works just like life insurance. And a lot of people say, oh, I got insurance at my job. But again, if you get fired, laid off, and quit, or quit, what happens to your benefits, right? You lose them. So we're talking about stuff outside of your job, something that you can have control of. But at the same time, even if you do have it at your job do not have living benefits inside of them. So we're going to talk about if you get sick, have a heart attack, stroke, or cancer. We're going to talk about all of that. So anyway, there's different plans they have. They have a term. Then that term basically means that it's giving you pure life insurance. Okay. No, at the end, when the term is over, it's over. Okay. Just like your car insurance, just like your homeowner's insurance, just like that insurance on your cell phone. It's over when the term is over. But what I tell people is, if you have a term policy, make sure you have money set aside for investments. Okay? Not just sitting under your mattress and in your drawer. No, actually working in an investment portfolio so that money can be working for you. So when that term do end, you have money to live off of at the end of that term. Do that make sense? So I always tell people, if you look at it, a whole life works the same way. They give you some term insurance in there, and they give you investment. Okay? It's just that, you know, you could get investment a little bit higher if you do it through an individual plan. Or some policies you could get at 10%. But I'm saying some people want to get more than that. So anyway, yes, it's about buy term and invest the difference. Okay? So make sure you put some money on the side. Because when it's over, it's going to be over. But at the same time, when it's over, you have the same amount of money accumulated on the side if you put the right amount of money away for you that fits you and your family. But the financial planner can help you determine which one is best for you. Okay? So if you say later on, I might need about $4,000 or $5,000 a month, they can tell you exactly how much money you need to put away in order to accumulate that amount of money in order to live off that amount of money a month. Did that make sense? So again, I used to assume stuff, this is how it worked, and my assumptions was wrong. So it's all about learning how to put it so it can work for me. Okay. So they do have some plans that's tax free. Okay. Now, while we okay to pay the government taxes, but we not, you know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to put that extra money away and put it, you know, get it to working for you. So we can teach you all of that. We can sit down with you as an individual custom plan just, you know, to fit your family. So I'm not going to go into details with people because everybody's situation is different. So let's talk about some of these plans, because we got to stop in our community teaching our people about doing these GoFundMe and fish fries and chicken dinners. They don't work. It's a temporary fix. It's just a Band-Aid. But if you think about it, when that Band-Aid get wet, it's going to eventually fall off. And it's still going to open up that wound. So you got to fix it before it get broken. Do that make sense? So, you know, again, we educate people about having all, you know, having these things outside of their job. A couple of things I find that people, when they look for insurance, they don't understand insurance. So they get the wrong kind. And I run into a lot of people that get accidental insurance. But if you think about it, the name of the policy means that if you died of an accident. So a lot of people say, well, what if I was in a car accident? Okay, well, what if you was in a car accident and you got so afraid and you ended up having a heart attack? When they do your autopsy, it's going to say that you died of a heart attack, not of the accident. So you're still not going to get paid. Your family not going to get paid. Did that make sense? So it's just best to go ahead and get a regular, you know, get a either term, whole life, or IUL insurance policy where that it doesn't matter how you die, you're going to get paid. Do that make sense? So a lot of people in our community, they get it because they say, oh, I'll pay $12 and I can get $100,000. No, it don't work like that. If you think about it, the older you get, the more money insurance going to cost and the less coverage. So it's just best to get it while you're young. Like the other day, I gave a 27-year-old, he only had $20. This is just an example. It doesn't mean that I can cover a 70-year-old for $20. But I think I gave him $75,000 for $20. And it was just him. You know, his mom wanted to make sure he just had insurance on him. He didn't have kids. But if you have kids, you need to make sure you're putting enough on that policy that your kids can have some money to live off in the event that you don't come home tonight. Do that make sense? So it's all about finding the budget in your from the money that you bring in to make sure you're properly covered. Now, what I like about what I do is some of the benefits they have in some of these packages. And I'm not saying all the packages have this, but I'm just saying some of the packages have this, okay? So, again, it's custom. It's a custom plan. We have this one plan where they had living benefits. We're going to talk about that living benefits in a few minutes. They have a living benefits in it, but they also have where you can, as being as a member and having a policy, you can actually, your kids can sign up for a scholarship. If it's a, you know, say for instance, the parent, one of the parents passed away, you can, the kid can get $900 a month until they turn 18 years old. I was like, what? How beautiful is that when, you know, people out here struggling, right? And then also they come, it come with a free will. I thought that was pretty cool. And then these living benefits. Now these living benefits are in some of the packages. Okay. A living benefit basically says if you have a terminal, critical, or chronic illness, okay? Meaning if you had a heart attack, stroke, cancer, Lou Gehrig's disease, kidney failure. I mean, that's just some of the examples. If you have any of those issues, most of the time, if you think about it, most people have those illnesses. They have those illnesses, but they can't work, but them bills still got to get paid, right? You could use a portion of that policy and use it to either pay your house off, I mean, pay your bills, or you could probably take the whole policy and use it to pay your house off. So that's why I call it income protection and mortgage protection. Because not only if you just take some of the money and help pay your bills right until you heal, that's protecting your income and your household, right? They say 66% of the people that went into bankruptcy, guys, is because they either had heart attack, stroke, cancer, or they lost a limb, or they went blind. So that's why a lot of those people you see, if you go to the housing court, you see so many people up in there, overwhelming, lost their household because, they, you know, they homeless or they fighting to stay in the place that they stand. It's because they had a heart attack, stroke, cancer. I mean, one of those incidents probably happened. Probably on top of being laid off, so they don't have any of that stuff at their job to cover that living benefits not covered at the job. So just to be able to, you know, help people maintain. So it's all about letting someone educate you. It only take about 15 to 20 minutes to show you what we do. I mean, and again, it's just custom made. It goes according to your, you know, your height and weight. You smoke. And then your illnesses. And what I like about what I do is that we can help people with all illnesses, even if you have cancer and HIV. You heard what I said, right? And these, I could think of two different companies right now off the head, off my head. One company don't even ask medical questions, okay? And then the other one only asks one medical question. And if you answer yes, they know what kind of policy to give you, if that makes sense. So that's what I like about, you know, what I do, because I can help everybody and I can help from 0 to 85. And this is another thing too, guys. There's so many people out here that do not have insurance on their kids. I can't tell you how many times I delivered a policy for a family that lost a kid. The kid did not wake up in the morning. Or they got hit by a car, or they drowned. Okay? So they say that once we are on earth and we live at least 15 days, we should have insurance, life insurance on ourselves from day 15 until the day we die. I ask people, when do you think is the best time for us to get insurance, life insurance? Guess what most people tell me? When we get a job. Now, that five-year-old that didn't wake up in the morning or that had cancer, that drowned, they couldn't get no job. So guess what? It's their parent responsibility to make sure that kid is covered, like no lapse. Because as soon as you lapse is when tragedy happens. So it's all about getting it as soon as the baby is born and having it, make sure you keep it all the way to. And I always tell people, even if you can't get the amount that you would love right now at that very moment, at least get something. Something is better than nothing. Does that make sense? Something is better than nothing. I like that one of some of the plans you can actually put together for a kid that can actually show them, I mean, save money for them at the same time, but make sure they cover with insurance for college or whatever they need the money for later on. Again, it's custom made. So it's all about letting someone sit down and educate you. So let me see what else. And then our quotes are free. If you just want to quote and you say, you know what, Faith? Okay, I got what you said. I don't want you to sit down and explain all of it in detail, but just give me a quote. The quotes are free. I can give you a quote. What else? Let me see what else I did. I wrote down some notes today. One parent household. First of all, your income is already unstable because it's only one income. Okay? So that's another reason why you should get insurance. So say, for instance, I'm using this for example. If you had $300,000 in coverage, okay? But would you, if you don't have any insurance now, would your kids still be able to live at the same pace if you didn't have insurance? No. Right. But if they had $300,000, and you let and you, you know, put that money into a will and making sure you have a, you know, a trust fund or a plan put together, you can actually show them how to live off the interest of that money while that money continues to grow for them. But it's all about sitting down and talking with somebody so they can help you do a custom plan. We can help you do all of that. So let's, you know, if you want to connect with me, you can reach me at faithfocusfinish@gmail.com and say, you know what, Ms. Faye, let's talk about financial plans. Let's talk about insurance. What can you do to help me out? Which one do you need, the term or the whole life? I'm going to explain them both to you, okay? The phone number you can reach me at is 240-640-5492. Yep. So we're going to, you know, we can sit down and budget it out. We can go according to your income. And see what, you know, and then sometimes what I have to do is put a whole budget plan together and have say, okay, let's look and see how much you're putting out. Let's see what you're spending. And then see where we can move some money around to make sure you got coverage. And I remember I used to, when they first did my budgeting with me, I was mad because they actually showed me where I overspent $10,000 in 3 years on two bills with one company. Okay. But also a lot of times we don't be adding it. We keep saying, well, I don't have no money left over, right? But guess what money that most people end up forgetting to budget in? Their money for Starbucks. Them $5 cups of Starbucks, them coffee. Okay. And you get one every day. Okay. What is that? Five times seven. That, what is that? $35. Right. And then you times that times 30 and then you times that 12 months. OK. And that's just the coffee. That ain't, you know, eating out and things like that. So if we can find money for that, we can find money to make sure we got some coverage for our family, make sure we properly protected. Because I'm seeing so many kids out here in the streets, homeless, living from couch to couch. Because they parents ain't leave them anything. So we got to stop that in our community for real. It's crazy. But anyway, it's just about letting somebody sit down and educate you. And if you can't afford it, if you cannot afford it, seriously cannot afford it, what I could do is offer you to come work with us. And again, even if you own, if I show you how to close one person a week, that's $2,800. Now, if you got $2,800, you'll be able to at least put $100 on some insurance, and that will cover you and your family. Okay? I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. So if you're looking for some extra income, you're looking for a free quote, you're looking to just be educated, okay? I mean, it's better to know, you know, learn it and know it, and then that way you won't be trying to guess it. Does that make sense? So if you're looking for an opportunity to work, and get a state license, okay? And then once you get your state license, we can work and talk about doing your federal license, okay? I mean, you know, depending on how, you know, where you want to go with this, some of these licenses, you can actually work on Wall Street, New York Stock Exchange with them, okay? Okay, and you know, when you look at them, you know they ain't broke. So anyway, if you're looking for an opportunity to earn some extra income, if you're looking for to get a quote, you know, I want to work, I just want a quote, okay, that's free. The education is free, just like I just gave it to you free over this radio, right? We can talk about that. My phone number is 240-640-5492. You can also email me at faithfocusfinish@gmail.com. And we could talk, we could set up a time. I don't, if we have to do a virtual meeting, we do a virtual meeting. And if you want to do a virtual meeting, is download the app Zoom. Download the app Zoom, and then we could do that. And this is only for the people that's in the United States, please, okay? So we're just about done with Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio for today. Next week, we got Miss Amy Gore, and she's going to be talking about anti-bullying. It's so crazy how I was sitting here thinking about how I ended up getting in contact with Miss Amy. I was working at this other radio station last year, went to an anti-bullying march. While I was there, I was prospecting, and I got me a bunch of numbers for other entrepreneurs and things like that. And the young lady, Ms. Edwina, she's the founder of the McKinsey Foundation. Her niece actually committed suicide about 2 years ago from bullies in school, and she started a foundation. So I actually went to go look her up and did not even realize the young lady was already on my Facebook page. And then we both started laughing. I was like, oh, my God, you're already on my Facebook page. I was like, I got to have you on my show. Had her on my show. You can look her episode up, okay? Very powerful story. You can look her episode up. And so me and her was, I had her on my show, another young lady had called in for, and she was talking with us too. And that's how I connected with Amy. Amy was the call-in guest. So she's going to be on next week on Tuesday. And, I got a couple of people lined up, and a couple of good shows lined up. So I'm super excited to be doing that. So if you're looking for any promotions, radio spins, or anything like that, you're looking to get on my platform, and you want to talk about your book, we could talk about that too. Again, you can reach me at Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio. Faith Focus Finish, sorry, at gmail.com. My number is 240-640-5492. So I'm looking forward to having my weekend off. You guys have a great and blessed weekend. And I'm going to get to work this weekend. How about that? So on this song I'm going to play, go out, is called Far Away by Marsha Ambrosia, okay? You guys have a great and blessed weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Coming back in the beginning, everything was cool. Towards the end of it all, it's all bad. I know I played my part in making it what it is, and I know that you did the same. I guess I'm out of here. I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the game. I couldn't escape. It's easier to say, 'cause I was by your side. Into the pain, I guess it doesn't matter now that you're so far away. And every minute you're gone, I'm missing you so, but can't believe that you're far away. Can't get you out of my mind, boy, you're out of my life. I can't believe that you're far away. Reminder business.